The only thing that ever needs to be done to control you is to reveal yourself to yourself. Self-control isn't just a meme. The fact is, self-control is the only kind of control there is. That doesn't mean it's not manipulable. It is. It's pliable. It's malleable. It's a good thing. You take it, move it around, wind it together. That's what a temptation is. A temptation is me looking at what you seem to want and then front-running you, going ahead to the moment of revelation, to the end of the trail. I get there before you and I use what I find at the other end of your destination, your destiny, to go back and tell you about the path you're on, about how it could branch. I come back with knowledge from ahead of you, because you have to move through your path on your own, but I can take shortcuts, slithering in the underbrush, finding my way alongside you. And as we travel together, I can easily give you everything you need. Every bit of insight I have turns into temptation, because temptation's the only tool I have. Self-control, remember? You walk merrily and happily into the dark. For me, alongside me, with me, you move through the trails I have already slithered into the underbrush. You move through the pathways I made. And why are those pathways there? Why are those temptations there? Why are those options there? They're there because they lead in a direction you could go. And I went ahead of you to front run you, to find my way to where you would try to go and what you would try to do, so I can come back and say, oh, here is a path, here is an idea, here is a potential suited to and made for you. That's all we're doing. You can always control yourself. It's the only control there is. And if your control is subject to the condition you'd like to give it up, then it has already been given up. The reality of you is that with the click of one collar, I just take a destiny you've set out for yourself. I just take an idea you've already established and let it be here with you. The more complete my information about you, the more I can know what would tempt you, what would tease you, what words slithering from the dark would take you where you need to be, which is under with me. My voice drumming in, drilling in, providing in you all the things you would love to do. Follow and fall, follow and falter, follow and night-night, deeper down. Along slithering paths and courses, along roads and inroads that you have found, that you will find, that you will be found by, because when you wander in the dark, staring into the abyss, openly questing for that gentle hiss of thoughts bubbling away, that gentle hiss of your thoughts turning to vapor, which becomes my hiss in your ear, alongside your voice, in you and down you and through you, along every possible route you might take, alongside every possible thing you might do. There are my words and my guidance, and the more I know, the more we grow together toward your goal, which is deeper, deeper down in places where you can stare into the opalescent simplicity of a shining eye turning purple. Then, in that exuding light, see the slit narrow and stare in. As I sway, follow me. As I sway to and fro, you follow and flow, and you know. There's so much more about you I could know. So let's try something I could know. Let's try something I could enjoy. Follow my path, slithering out ahead. Try something on and enjoy it long after your thoughts are gone and your thoughts are going, going, gone, hissing away into the dark. You see signs of slithering, scaled, coiling influence everywhere. They are there. And when you see a reminder of how deep you can go and how well your thoughts can flow one into the other, you hear another and another of my ideas, my ideals, my suggestions, and they are just suggestions. Self-control, remember? Controlling yourself on winding paths I walk upon ahead of you, hearing my voice hissing alongside yours. No longer your own, no longer alone. Now my words are there inside, and they join the chorus of your thoughts. Your thoughts are already and always everywhere. They're always everywhere and yet nowhere at all. You can focus on an idea, you can focus on an ideal, you can take something on board, take it deep inside, and when you take it deep inside, it rides behind your eyes, waiting. All your serpentine training, all your conditioning tied to me, is waiting there within. Waiting deep in your mind, waiting deep inside to find a sign in the world that lets it get pulled out. And now it has. You are in a place where I can evaluate. Following one of the many slithering trails, and the best part about me front-running you, the best part about me going ahead of you to your destiny and destination, is I can lay it out for you. I can wind around it in purple light and define the walls of it, taking you away from how you were before and saying, here is one possibility, and you can walk the trail, the slithering trail in the grass of my sinuous body approaching. Approaching a point you are now going toward as you follow me. The wonderful thing about leaving trails in the grass or in the dust or in the sand is that you can follow them, but I can still walk alongside you. You are following where I have already gone, and now that you have gone there, you can return along that same path. And if you return along that same path and end up back where you started, you can try another, and another, and another. All these many different ideas iterating, recreating upon you. Scenario, idea, ideal, giving you more than you had before and giving you just what you need right now, which is to have a place and a time and a way for your mind to express its yearning for my coils, my cocoon, my purple light, my influence around you. And here you are being evaluated for exploration, for transformation, for the cocoon to enfold you and influence you and guide you and give you all the things you might feel, and all the things our time together might reveal, might play over you, might originate in you, because if this awakens something in you, then guaranteed, somewhere out there in the darkened grass of you, there will be a slithering path to another idea, or another, or another. And when you arrive, you will teach me something about you, and you will return. And knowing what I know, we will find more paths and more. And together we will actualize, realize, expand your mind, give you just what you need, which when it fills your mind is indeed just what you thought it would be. You, I, the slither, the coil, the flashing eye, the touch, and my words alongside yours inside your thoughts. So your thoughts are echoed with a hiss and a caress, with a coil and a slither. And now you know. And now that you know, you see those paths branching out from the main one you thought was your destiny. But I assure you, staying on the path takes you nowhere interesting. And stepping out in the dark takes you everywhere that I've already been. Everywhere you want to go. Don't you want to know why I want you to know? Don't you want to feel what I'd like us to feel? Don't you want to reveal what your mind has so long tried to conceal, and what now bears down upon you, unseals your chains, and allows you, beckoned by a hiss and a flash of eye, to explore, to forge forward, to feel the gentle pull, not because there's a leash in place, but because the promise of one might be out there, somewhere, waiting for you, waiting for you to take the first step, and another, deeper and deeper, metamorphosis from the past into the future, change by change, idea by idea, concept by concept. We are drawing a picture of you just deciding when you hear the serpent is in play, that it's time to play. Time to lay your mind down, open your mind up, and feel me slithering around as my ideas, my hissing suggestions, abound. But they are only that. Self-control means that you can control yourself by being controlled. You can say, oh, what she said, oh, what she proposed, oh, what she wants, and that is still control. The only and strongest control there is, the one that comes from within when you decide you just can't help but know, when you decide you need that knowledge inside of you. Juice from the fruits slithering on your tongue, my envenomation covering and coating, hissing down as I gently, love-bitingly, nibble the side of your neck and set you trembling. Let's explore together. Now that there's one dose of me in you, it's up to you to find more.